To be fair, Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz were reflecting what they were hearing from some subordinate commanders. On June 18, Major General Raymond Odierno, commander of the 4th Infantry Division, which had taken over to Crete, emphatically rejected the idea that he was facing an insurrectionary movement. "This is not guerrilla warfare," he told reporters. "It is not close to guerrilla warfare, because it's not coordinated, it's not organized, and it's not led. The soldiers that are conducting these operations don't even have the willpower. We find that a majority of the time they'll fire a shot, and they'll drop the weapon and they'll give up right away. They do not have the will. And in most cases, I'm not sure they really believe in what they're doing." Odierno launched a series of operations, Peninsula Strike, Desert Scorpion, Sidewinder, and Ivy Serpent, that were portrayed as efforts to mop up bits and pieces of the Iraqi military and the Ba'athist Party leadership. "Looking back on that time over a year later," he said, "I didn't believe it was an insurgency until about July. What we really thought was remnant. After the first and second operations, I thought that would be the end of it." But while Odierno's mistaken assessment may explain why Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz spoke as they did, it doesn't excuse them. One of the most important responsibilities of senior leaders is to assess a given situation and set the strategic response. By month's end, the media was baiting Bush administration officials, asking them at every opportunity whether they were willing to admit they were in a war in Iraq. "Isn't it accurate to call it a guerrilla war?" a reporter asked Rumsfeld as the defense secretary emerged from a closed meeting with senators on Capitol Hill. "I don't know that I would use the word," Rumsfeld said. "Rather," he said, "there was no question that criminals and leftover remnants of the Saddam Hussein regime were being unhelpful." 3 days later, Rumsfeld was pressed on the issue once again by reporters at a Pentagon briefing. "Can you remind us again why this isn't a quagmire?" asked CNN's Jamie McIntyre, a veteran of over a decade on the Pentagon beat. "And can you tell us why you're so reluctant to say that what's going on in Iraq now is a guerrilla war?" "I guess the reason I don't use the phrase guerrilla war is because there isn't one, and it would be a misunderstanding and a miscommunication to you and to the people of the country and the world," Rumsfeld responded. McIntyre persisted, reading aloud to Rumsfeld the official Defense Department definition of guerrilla war: "Military and paramilitary operations conducted in enemy-held or hostile territory by irregular ground indigenous forces." "This seems to fit a lot of what's going on in Iraq," McIntyre noted. Rumsfeld brushed aside his assertion. "It really doesn't," he said. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who always seemed to make his top priority staying in step with Rumsfeld, also insisted that the situation was better than it looked, or than the media was reporting. "There's been a lot of work done," General Myers said in early July. "A lot of the country is relatively stable." Over the next year, Myers would make similar comments, repeatedly insisting that the situation was better than it looked, even as Iraq descended into guerrilla war and many hundreds of U.S. troops died. This pattern of fatuity raises the question of whether Myers provided in private the blunt advice that Rumsfeld and other senior officials needed to hear. Behind closed doors, some were telling Rumsfeld and Myers to think again. General Jack Keane, the Army's number two officer, who had taken over many functions of the top job as Shinseki's team waned, including many contacts with Rumsfeld, insisted in a meeting of the Joint Chiefs that it was essential to understand the nature of the war in Iraq. "It was," he said, according to an officer who was there, "a low-level insurgency that has the potential to grow." Keane warned that it was time to come to grips with that fact. President Bush's response to the growing violence in Iraq was even more painfully wrong than Rumsfeld's. The defense secretary was mistaken in understanding the situation, but the president's comments may have actually exacerbated it. On July 2, Bush took the unusual step of taunting Iraqis and others violently opposed to the U.S. presence in Iraq. "There are some who feel that the conditions are such that they can attack us there," he said. "My answer is, bring 'em on. We've got the force necessary to deal with the security situation." The president's words were reported and remembered in Iraq and across the Middle East. A year later, the Islamic Jihad Army would issue a communique that pointedly inquired, "Have you another challenge?"